All right, Dan, it's been a busy springtime for you. The hot stove season comes and goes, and you kind of made it a very hot spring with a lot of moves. Have you ever had, in all your years of running a baseball club, this much action into March?
Well, some of the late signings reminded me of 94, when the players didn't come in spring training until late in 95, and we were able to sign some good players late to help our ball club. I don't know why the market didn't materialize for some of these players, but we're glad that it did, and we were glad to be able to add a good pitcher in Ubaldo Jimenez and also a good hitter in Nelson Cruz at the end. And I also like Suk Min Yoon, the Korean right-handed pitcher we signed. I think he's going to be able to come up and help our club this year.
When you guys have your organizational meetings this year in October, this past year, and you're looking at the pending free agents, who you like, who you don't like, do you kind of break down how you anticipate the market to go? Could you have foreseen this, that there would still be, in the case of Ervin Santana, a legitimate frontline starter still out there here as games begin in Grapefruit and Cactus League play?
Well, I don't know that I could anticipate the market. I mean, this year's market, there were a lot of transactions right away, and then it was frozen for a while until some of the other free agent pitchers signed. We do go through a very precise evaluation of each of the players that are on the free agent market, and we identify what our team needs are. I mean, all along over the wintertime, we said we wanted to add some veteran pitchers to help bolster our pitching staff and preferably starting pitchers. And we were able to add Jimenez and Yoon. And we also signed Ryan Webb to our bullpen. You know, we think he'll be a good addition. There's some other guys we're taking a look at here. Eddie Gamboa, the knuckleballers, look pretty good. Kelvin De La Cruz. But we went about our business trying to build our pitching staff because we liked the core group that was returning. And thankfully, our fans were patient, and their patience was rewarded when the team was able to sign Jimenez, who was arguably the best pitcher in the American League last year in the second half of the season. He was terrific. And Nelson Cruz, there's a clutch hitter, clutch power hitter, one of the few guys that hit 20 home runs for five out of the last 6 years. So our fans know both of them because they played very well in the American League against the O's.
That is true. And one thing that's definitely in your time here that's been ramped up a lot, and this is probably the biggest difference compared to the Orioles teams pre-Dan Duquette and to now, and that's the organizational depth. Particularly, you look at the guys who are not going to make this team, guys who maybe are out of options, who can't even be sent down to AAA Norfolk, but the five-man rotation AAA, I don't need to know if it plays out the way some people anticipate or don't anticipate. That AAA rotation is going to be pretty good no matter what, and it's the depth there that's totally different than years gone by.
Well, the depth for our pitching staff is important because we know from experience that the ball club will not just be the 25 players that start with us at the beginning of the season, but also probably another 30 during the season. And a lot of those players, if you have them at AAA, it's a big advantage. Now, we have some good young pitching that the rest of the industry is starting to recognize already in our farm system. We got Dylan Bundy, who should be able to come back and pitch. We got Kevin Gausman, who's looked good in spring training. We have Eduardo Rodriguez, who won four games at AA. We have Tim Berry, who won 11 games in A-ball. And they're on the horizon. Oh, Mike Wright, the Eastern League Pitcher of the Year. All these pitchers are on the horizon, and they should be able to come up and help our team. Now, we also have interesting knuckleballer, Eddie Gamboa, who's got an opportunity to help our major league team. And if he gets it together, that could be a real boost to the organization. But having these good pitchers at AAA always makes your ball club stronger. Now, having said that, we need to get some good innings out of Tillman and Jimenez, Chen Gonzalez, and Norris. That'll be really one of the keys to our season. If we can get more innings out of our starting pitching, they can go deep in the game. I'm confident that we have enough in the bullpen to be able to be competitive. But the depth should certainly help us, not just for this year's ball club, but for the future.
Speaking of that, Kevin Gausman, he looks great again this spring. How much do you weigh the decision to push someone who, you know, someone who got a lot of innings as a rookie last year, pretty much straight out of the first round from the year before, with very little minor league experience, to taking your time with him, and now you almost have that luxury because there are five guys who are somewhat proven that will likely be in your opening day rotation?
Well, we got Kevin Gausman to the big leagues quickly, and I think part of that was the demand for starting pitching in the big leagues. And in fairness to Kevin, you know, he probably could have benefited from additional experience in the minors. So we'll see how it goes here this year. But he continues to improve his pitches, the quality of his pitches, the consistency of his control. He's a little bit bigger and stronger this year, and he's a real astute student of the game. He's a good judge of hitters and the talent of the other players, and he's a pretty self-aware kid. So he's got a lot going for him, and I think that, you know, he's right on track to where he is. You know, Dave Wallace, our new pitching coach, terrific mentor and instructor, and I think he'll help a lot of our pitchers, but I think he'll help a pitcher like Kevin Gausman quite a bit with his experience.